Hello, and welcome back to Zadia, Race Against Time. This is what we are calling our Tales of Zadia one-shot, and Hannah is our lovely GM for this.
Hi. That's me.
Before we get started, I do want to invite everyone to come join us over on The Actual Place. That is our Discord server, and if you didn't know, it's a pun on the word actual play. Because that's what this genre is called.
I'm pretty sure most people understand.
I'm just saying, there's going to be like one or two people who didn't understand. But anyways, it's our new-ish server. We have a lot of fun there. We love talking with people. We've been building it up. It's got a lot of new people coming in. It's been really exciting. We also have social media, should you wish to follow us on Twitter, assuming it exists by the time this is still coming out. It's a Thornvale podcast. You can follow us on other places too. We have Instagram. Sometimes
our website has all the links as well.
Yeah, our website
has all the
links.
Hopefully I can get back into the TikTok soon.
TikTok was good too. We had a lot of fun with TikTok when we were using it more. We should use it
just
more. It is fun.
Life has been busy.
TikTok takes a lot of mental energy, honestly.
It does.
Oh yeah, it does.
We also have a Patreon. Should anyone listening like to come support us and hear more of our voice, we would greatly appreciate it. And if you are just here for Zadia, go back and listen to the main show. There's a ton of awesome content for you, and it is very fun. Or listen to one of our awesome one-shots. We have a lot of them now.
A lot.
Yeah, this is not our first.
Many. With that, I think we will go ahead and get into it. Hannah, if you want to take over here.
Right. Okay. So I'm going to ask for you guys' help to recap the last episode because it's been like a month since we recorded.
It's been too long.
And I haven't had a chance to actually listen to the episodes yet. But basically, you guys kind of learned about the situation in Luxaria a little bit more. Kaefira got chased by a dragon.
I did.
Daraka and Tolith, I believe, were trying to investigate ways into the city.
Yep.
And you guys stumbled upon Eckers.
Yes.
Which is a human deserter, right?
Yes.
Yes. Correct. He was part of Viren's army, and then after seeing what happened, left. Because he's
fair.
Like, I'm not going to be a part of this.
He's a little sketchy.
I don't know if sketchy is the right word. He's a little disheveled.
Eccentric.
He's that, yeah.
Yeah.
He tried to attack me, which I, you know.
He did try to attack us.
He immediately stopped, though, once he realized.
He's a little sketchy.
To be fair, he's just a little jumpy, okay?
Okay, well, yeah.
If you guys want to talk about basically the conversation you had at the end of the episode, that's kind of where we left off, just like what you guys discussed.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, first off, we learned last time at the very top about this serum that what was the character's name, the NPC that we ran into?
The zoo lady.
Yeah.
Great question. Give me a second.
Vaka.
And she gave us this serum because she like had like kind of a weird connection with the sun primal and used this serum for herself and then realized that it might have properties that help with this kind of corruption. And she was noticing that it was actually helping the corrupted animals she was coming across, which is why she's been like helping them. And then she ran across us and saw that we were trying to go into the city and basically gave us what she had and said that we might be able to use it to save the continent because
apparently it's going to blow up. Yes.
Yeah, but it's theorized the sun primal that got corrupted, when it blows up, it could blow up the whole continent.
The big old core in
the
sky. But
the serum might heal it enough so that it only blows up the city.
Yes, correct.
So.
And then there was a dragon.
And she also gave you a shard that she found in Chlor's paw.
Yep.
Chlor's is the tiger animal creature.
Yes.
The one that
did
can
we take
fly,
it with us?
Yes, we did.
Okay,
we
I thought we
he's just
the
walking for now.
Twin-tailed inferno tooth tiger.
There we go.
We're just walking around with this horrifying monster following us.
He's nice.
Hey,
what are
he's
you talking
not
about?
Horrifying.
Yeah, he's nice.
He's cute.
I'm just saying, if I saw that coming at me,
he looks like a Pokemon.
I would need new shorts.
But anyways, I brought all that up because the conversation at the end was Tolith was just kind of thinking about the situation and the dragon, and he was kind of thinking back on some of the conversations we had with Vaka, kind of just reasoned out that he doesn't think that she was lying in any way, but just kind of thinking through the situation, she might have been a bit more protective of the serum than we necessarily, like, in other words, we might be able to use a little bit of it on the dragon to try and stop the corruption or kind of like ease its torment or, you know, stop it from rampaging, whatever's going on. We might be able to use a little bit as long as we're careful and still have enough to do the main job, which could make our, basically it's a conversation of, should we do this because it could make our job easier. So,
and that was kind of where we left off, as we were just kind of talking about this. So I guess we can kind of finish this conversation.
You guys can finish this conversation, but I believe you guys were just leaning towards at the moment, just, and side note, you guys were having this conversation kind of like in private away from Eckers.
Because we don't trust him yet.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah. So you guys are kind of whispering, having this conversation, secretly. I'm trying to think if there's a test you guys should do to see if you're overheard at all.
I don't know. Eckers was like obviously trying to eavesdrop, and I don't think we were that concerned about it.
I'm just trying to, I don't know if there's a secrecy test. I guess it's fine if you guys want to keep it a secret. So you can continue the secret conversation that you're having.
Okay.
I think the last thing that happened was that my character was like, well, I think we all know that if it comes down to it, like, who's going to actually have to go take care of the dragon?
Yeah.
Because I'm the only one who could fly.
Yeah.
The Skywing Elf. Yeah.
Yep.
Of course.
And yeah, my character has not really interjected a terrible much as far as like opinion one way or the other. So we'll see what happens with that.
You could do
Would
that
you like
now?
To now?
Well, I wasn't sure if we were still in recap or if we're actually in it now.
No, we're going to jump right back into this conversation. Yeah. So go ahead.
He's just heard this about the, you know, this whole conversation about the dragon and that she's, you know, could possibly heal it. And he looks around at the both of them and he says, I am loath to see a creature in pain, but if this has a chance to restore or even to lessen great catastrophe, I'm not sure that would be the best course. And he's you can tell he's conflicted, but he's leaning heavily towards going after the forge versus the dragon.
Well, Tolith just says, if we did use some on the dragon, it would just be a small amount. I was thinking more along the lines of, if it attacks us again, we might sparingly use a small amount, if you both think that's a good idea.
Just enough to see what it does.
Maybe what we could do is partition some of it off, get a smaller container for just a small amount of it. Would that be acceptable? Because I agree. I mean, the purpose of this is to stop the Sun Primal from devastating the continent.
Basically what I was thinking.
But if we could possibly use a small amount to stop the dragon's rampaging, it could be of great use to us in our mission.
It would make it infinitely easier to get up there. Because at the moment, we've got the problem where there's a big old dragon, and if we do anything, it's likely to attack us.
I think for now, though, I think our original plan of trying to get closer to the tower is good to start off with. Because if we try, let's say we do decide to try this, use a small amount of the dragon and it doesn't work, we want to already be close to our goal so that we can just try to get it done quickly. Whereas if we tried to go, you know, get the dragon's attention now, it could get us in a lot of trouble and ruin the mission. So maybe we get closer, get on Chlor's, and that's how we make our move.
I'd say we get closer, but I think we should have a vial of it off and ready.
And ready, I agree. Does that sound acceptable?
Just in case we need it.
Duraka?
If it is limited, I can accept.
So do we have anything like that, you think, Hannah, that we'd be able to just...
Can we burgle a house nearby? I'm just saying, the city's going to be leveled
like
in a minute.
A small vial or something?
Yes, container by which to hold a smaller amount of it, should we...
How big is the main container that we have?
It's like a large canteen
it's
size,
like a
I
large
think she
canteen,
said.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So we need like a little one.
Yeah.
We need a shot glass.
Maybe you should ask your new party member if he has any.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just as a fan of your character.
Okay, yeah. Duraka will turn to look back at Eckers and say, you here now. Gestures.
Oh, me? Okay. He comes over, pretends like he wasn't paying attention.
Duraka is definitely in a hurry. He feels the time crunch, so he just says,
Yeah, everybody's in a hurry.
For once.
He just looks at him and he goes, "Stand still, don't move." And he's basically going to frisk this guy for a container.
No! Eckers isn't going to let you do that. Just ask him. Eckers jumps away from you.
Okay, Farrah's just going to put a hand out and says, "We just want to know if you've got some kind of like little bottle. He's not used to talking to humans."
"You are?"
"Right, yeah. I mean, I got something." And he digs around in like his little pack and he pulls out what is obviously like a tin cup. It doesn't have a lid or anything. It's just like a tin.
Oh, then that
thing he uses for his lunch.
Well, that's not.
That got the thing with a lid?
Lids don't really make for good drinking, you know.
I'm gonna break into one of these houses and go find a bottle. I don't see any reason why not.
Not what you were looking for? Okay.
No, it's not.
Nope.
I'm gonna turn around and throw a rock through a window and walk through it.
A human cup's not good enough for you.
We just need something with a lid.
We need something more secure.
For what? What are you gonna use it for?
Never you mind.
Real quick, did we already tell him about the serum or no?
No, we did not, and we're not going to.
I didn't think so, but I wanted to make sure, so.
Don't worry about
it. Perfectly good cup. It doesn't have any holes in it or anything.
I throw a rock through a window.
But if you were to drop the cup, it would spill its contents, yes?
Well, yeah, it's not magic or anything. We don't got magic in the human realm, you know?
Clearly.
I'm gonna pick all the glass out of the window and walk through it.
I like how you're just like in the background, just like narrating yourself.
I don't care. You find a cup or whatever you want. It's not that big of a deal.
It's just like some kind of bottle with a cap.
Maybe there's like a vial.
That is fine. Maybe, you find a bottle with a cap.
Okay, cool. I'm gonna give it to
my character.
Daraka?
I'm gonna hold it out to Daraka and help him like pour some of the other stuff off of it.
Yeah, if you're holding it out, then he'll just say, "Hold steady," and he will.
I do
take from the, but no, he's giving you dagger eyes because he's real. I mean,
she rolls her eyes at you. That's what I do.
Yeah, and he very carefully pours a very small measure into this bottle. I'm guessing it's a regular size bottle, so it's like, you know, maybe an inch in the bottom of it or something.
Yeah. Should be enough to test on the dragon, at least. I wouldn't want to use any more anyways.
Yeah.
Because she never seemed... Vaka never seemed to use much for the others.
Yeah, so it didn't take long
either. That's enough for a dragon.
Are you guys doing anything to conceal, like, that you're splitting the potion? Or,
not
like,
really.
The potion at all? Or... No.
Are you telling us that we should be doing that because of somebody who's...
Well, I'm just asking.
She's asking because it's...
because we were being secretive earlier.
Yeah.
No, not really. Yes. He doesn't know what it is.
Yeah, we probably just suspect that we can shrug off if he... I mean, if he asks a question, we'll
say something.
I mean, the two of us were sort of huddled together, so he might not have even seen anything.
Of course he would. He likes to eavesdrop.
All right, fine. He saw something, but he can't tell what it is.
So actually, what you hear is Vaka's voice. Suddenly, she comes out from behind, like, a nearby bush.
Oh.
And
she says,
"Oh my, okay.
I knew something like this would happen. I knew I should keep tabs on you all. My people need heroes who can make difficult choices, and that includes conserving my serum for the Sunforge. What are you doing?"
Oh boy.
And you know, normally she's like very timid and like kind of like, you know, she's been pretty soft spoken up until this point, but you can tell she's upset.
Toleth just steps forward and he just says, "I thought about it some more, and I reasoned that a small amount might be useful to have on hand if the dragon attacks."
You cannot do this. It needs to go to the Sunforge.
Fine, you want to take it?
Enough is going to be used for that, but this is an insurance policy to make sure we get there.
And Eckers kind of pipes up, and he's like, "Oh, what's all this then?
Bug off."
No, I don't think I will.
I think
we are wasting time.
Just so that she understands in no uncertain terms, Daraka will step up and he's like, he looks at her and he goes, "It is terrible what is done to our home. Believe me, I understand this. But if this in turn could make the mission simpler by removing obstacles..."
The only obstacle.
"Perhaps. It is worth trying, I say."
So I think Eckers kind of inserts himself again and he's like, "Listen, I might be human, but I'm not stupid. Obviously this is something that can help, right?"
"Yeah."
"How does it help?"
And I just kind of look at the others and it then go... It
counteracts the corruption.
Yeah, what he said.
Well, if you got something that can help people, why not use it on the elves that are here?
We don't have enough.
And then Kefira walks up to Eckers and puts her arm around his shoulder and then turns him towards the core and points at it and says, that is going to blow up and destroy the whole continent unless we fix it.
Right, but surely we can help some people, right?
No.
Vaka pipes up and is like, no, absolutely not.
But maybe a little bit.
You should not trust this, you men.
We're still wasting time. Can we walk and talk?
Okay, so I want to take a moment here. It says in the module, I need to let you know that these two characters are what are called catalysts. And okay. So you now have to choose how you want to proceed from here. You have Vaka, who wants to conserve the serum, and you have Eckers, who wants to use the serum. And you can get one or both or none of their cooperation, but you need to, as a group, decide what you want to do from here with these two catalysts.
Well, I think we have our plan. If the dragon comes, we're going to use the serum, which means that's what's going to happen.
I think as far as the game mechanics are concerned, I think the group has already kind of chosen our major path as Vaka's plan of save as much of it as we can for the Sunforge. And then we have the little bit we plan to use on just the dragon. So I would say from it's meta, but game mechanics, I think we're actually leaning more towards supporting Vaka and trying to convince Eckers to just follow us along or leave, basically.
So you want to get Eckers to agree to Vaka's terms, basically.
If we had to.
Well, no,
pick.
We don't want to agree to Vaka's terms. She doesn't want to use it at all. Like, we don't want to do it either one of them wants.
It sounded like we kind of convinced her, and she didn't tell us to put it back in or anything yet. So.
No, she has said completely, like, we can't use anything but all of it for...
But between the two plans, it's closer aligned with hers than with his, so...
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But if she's going to be a hard-ass pun...
neither of them, then. Yeah. We're going to go our own path.
So do you want Vaka or do you want Eckers? Because you can't have both.
I think it has to be Eckers because Vaka's not going to let us do anything with it. At least.
I mean, you can try to have both, but.
I mean, if I had to.
So do you want one or the other or both?
I mean, it would be nice to have both.
Really, really quick. Is our read correct that Vaka is going to try and force us to put what we took out back in? Or is she going to accept what we just said? Because it seemed like we were potentially convincing her.
We were trying to persuade her, at least I was.
Oh, no, Vaka's not gonna budge on this.
That's what I was saying. Okay. She's not gonna budge.
Then actually, I would agree with what Susanna said. We would be more closely aligned with Eckers, just not as free-handed with it as he wants to be.
Yeah, because what we need to do is just tell everyone in the city that thing's gonna blow and we're about to blow it, so
you
need
to
leave.
Yeah.
Like, that's what we've been trying to do ever since, but, like, people are not listening very well to us.
Well, we haven't yet met too many people other than these two.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think Eckers is the only one that's actually going to listen to us. And Eckers doesn't have a whole lot of say in it because we've got the stuff.
Unless you could say that we're actually trying to convince her, which apparently we're not.
So I would say we could try to get both. Like, I would agree, now that we've talked about it more, we're more trying to convince Vaka to let us do what we want to do. But it's also partially convincing Eckers that we just can't use this on everybody like he wants to do.
So you're trying to get Vaka to hear you out on using this on the dragon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. You can make a test for that.
Okay.
Okay.
What kind?
This is, you remember, you choose, like,
right,
how you want to do it.
Right.
So
is this all of us
some
or
examples.
One of us?
Well,
I think you're all trying to convince her.
Yeah.
Okay.
In your own way, you know? So, like, it gives some examples of, like, you're trying to appeal to Vaka. So, like, it says, like, if you want to use spirit, you know, you're trying to appeal to her, like, as a medic, she must know the value in helping others, or, like, awareness. If you can't stop the core, at least you can help some people, you know, things like that. So you just have to decide which value you want to use and why.
I want to use intellect because I'm going to say that, like, intelligently speaking, shall we say, we have one obstacle. Because right now, if that big dragon wasn't up there, I could just fly up and end this now, right? So that's my first one. And then I think that's the truth, Can I use truth? It's the truth as I perceive it.
It's the truth as you perceive it, but I'm not sure that truth is actually what it is.
Are we all doing individual, or do we have to do
one? Yeah, I think
we
all have to do it individually.
Yeah.
Okay.
You seem to have a lot of confidence in yourself, though. Like, I don't know that your confidence is truth.
Well, no, not me. No, I know mine.
No, I'm talking to Susanna.
Yeah, she's still talking about Susanna's choices.
I'm just not sure what else I could use in this one other than maybe glory, I guess. That's technically also sort of confidence. Does that work?
Yeah, I think in this case, glory is probably a better fit.
It says which one depends on what your character is motivated by on the website. So what is motivating her right now? So that could help you pick too, Susanna.
I mean, I think what's motivating me is that I see only one, like, obstacle. Otherwise, I can handle it. So I think I'm just going to go with glory because I think that makes the most sense.
For my own part, I think I'm trying to kind of support...
I have one more I can do.
Oh, okay. What's the other one you can do?
The other one I was thinking of is my other thing is like Destiny, a book I write myself, which is just like, you know, like we can change the destiny of this dragon, you know. I'm all into like, we don't have to go with what one person says about this sort of thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I'll go with that.
For my own part, I think I'm just trying to support Kefira's argument. So, you know, kind of part of the conversation we've already had with her so far, starting to talk to her, maybe I would throw in some other lines like, you know, we need to be able to get to the Sunforge to be able to cleanse it, you know, things like that. Like he's trying to like appeal to, like he's also using intellect. He's trying to appeal to Vaka and just kind of reason out why we think we need to have this available to kind of get the dragon out of her way, you know.
Okay.
But he reassures her too, like, you know, we are focused on saving the continent, whatever means necessary. And I think that kind of illustrates that he's devoted to this. I think for him, it's devotion to trying to help people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, unfortunately, I don't think I have anything else that can really help me with this. I'm not using any magic to make this argument. I don't think my distinction of a curious wanderer really helps or anything. I don't have any items or anything that help. So I think it's just going to be the devotion and the intellect for me.
And for my case, I would be most likely using intellect on one hand because I would be trying to point out that, you know, better to imagine what could happen if we actually cure the dragon. We might actually create an ally, which would be amazing and could help us. And then also, I could use devotion as well because hopefully my... like the fact that it is another Sunfire telling her this, and the fact that I am one of the queen's personal knights, that it would lend.
Would it be devotion or would it be justice?
Well, in the case of mine,
he certainly is devoted.
I'm just asking. I'm not saying no. I'm just asking what is driving your character more.
If I had to choose between one or the other of this, And this is specifically the choice to use it on the dragon versus all in one, right?
This is us trying to convince Vaka that
we can. This is to try and convince Vaka that it's okay to use it on the dragon.
I think justice might be a better one, only because the like justice, of course, for the people, but you know also you know to extend to the other beings of this world, including the creature she's cared for.
So devotion or justice?
Which, no, I said justice, didn't I?
Okay, sorry, I didn't hear that part. Okay. Then go ahead and you guys can make your rolls with those.
Well, I roll like ass, so I don't get nothing.
Well, I was going to go in order, so I'll roll for Susanna, Andrew, and then Wesley. Just give me a second.
Okay.
I just got to look at Vaka's sheet here and figure out what to roll for her.
You think I could throw in my trait as a Sunfire Elf or not?
You only get one of those things.
Well, so far he hasn't used anything additional. He's just
he hasn't
used,
used
the,
any of them.
The first
how
two.
Would you be using, just because you're, like, just explain to me how that would.
Because you're part
come
of the same
play.
Town. I mean, you're part of the city.
I thought of it like I was thinking of it just like to for her to hear this from someone who has grown up in the city and realizes the full gravity of this situation. To hear him saying this might lend more weight only because it's not as if the it's not as if it's hearing from the other two who are outside of having grown up and lived in this city before it got corrupted.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. You can go ahead and add that one too then. All right, so Susanna, what did you get?
5. I rolled nothing. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, you did not beat her contest, so on a failure, I'd say you take angry stress.
Sounds about right. I have to have you be, I have to have you people wasting any more time.
I just can't remember. I think you just take a D4, D6. Or maybe
there's
D6.
Only one it's, option. It's D6.
Yeah, D6 of angry stress.
Because if it gets reduced to a D4, it goes away.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Andrew.
I got a 15. I rolled an 8 on a D8 and a 7 on a D10.
Significantly better.
I was really close. I got a 14.
Mm.
Well, at least I did it.
I still want to roll Wesley's too, and then we can role play out that kind of like success if both of you succeed. You know what
okay.
I mean?
Okay, that makes sense, yeah.
Wesley, go ahead and roll yours.
That's a 12.
I got a 12 as well, which means you did not pass.
You
have to get higher.
Ooh, yep.
So Andrew was the only one who succeeded. She's the only one whose opinion.
So Wesley, you're also going to take D6 of angry stress.
All right.
And just so you know, Vaka is clearly like upset. And remember that Vaka explained that she has a weird kind of connection with like the Sun Primal and like... magic and things like that, and when she's upset, her fire magic kind of inadvertently starts to show, kind of like, you know, like the heat form of the Sunfire Elf, but she doesn't actually really have control over it, and it's very draining for her, but she does start to kind of show this like heat form version of herself, so you could clearly tell that she's upset. But Andrew, since you succeeded, go ahead and try to like role play out for me what you tell Vaka that you think is going to help her see that this is okay.
Do we want to role play out the other two making their arguments first and failing?
Yeah, okay. We can.
I just figured our arguments.
If you guys want to do that, sure.
Even if they've
already not succeeded.
Yeah, but you could say
it might
kind
be
of
fun
the
to
gist
role play
of what
out.
You tried to say.
All right.
There's a big F-Wolf dragon in the sky. It'll be a lot easier to deal with if we could just pour some stuff on it.
Yeah, Daraka just steps up and says, I grew up in this city, and I want to see it restored more than anything. I truly believe that if we have a chance to either remove our friend there, or perhaps even to create an ally, it might just be worth it.
Yeah, Tolith just says, Vaka, we are here to help. We all care. Clearly, we all care passionately. And he's like looking around at everybody. We want to do the right thing. We want to save Sadia. We think that we need to be ready for the dragon to stop us. If that means we use a very small amount of the serum, not enough to make a difference on the Sunforge, it could help us actually succeed. If we fail, people are going to die. We need to be careful.
You see her kind of, you know, the magic dim a little bit. And she says, look, you have a single vial of serum. And look at the size of the Sunforged. I hope I made enough, but I think we can agree the only way I can make enough for all of Luxaria to share is if we fix that giant pulsating orb with what we have.
I agree. We don't have enough to... And he's looking over at Eckers as he says this. He says, we don't have enough to try to save every elf we run across, or really any elf we run across. We're talking about an entire continent of people. It is not the kind of decision I want to make, but we do have to choose the best and least damaging outcome. If that means that we do our best to get them out of the town, but they don't make it, that might just be a sacrifice we have to make. And he looks very sad as he's saying that, but he's trying to be rational here.
Maybe he can make more after we leave.
I think we should do our best to tell people to leave as we go, but we really should be moving.
I think Daraka is just going to turn and start walking towards one of those gates we saw earlier, because yes, he is in full agreement about we can't stand around here talking about it. We have to at least be moving.
As you guys start kind of like, you know, I guess Daraka is just walking off. Vaka's like magic kind of goes out, you know, and you can see her immediately like slump and kind of like waver on her feet as this has like totally wiped her out. And she says, listen, like, I'm too weak to come with you, but please take what you can to the Sunforge. Please.
Toloth is nodding, but he's coming over and he's going to cast his rock candy spell and give her some rock rations.
Okay.
Okay.
He wants to kind of like perk her up a bit, and he's just going to say, eat some of this. It should help you feel a little bit stronger, and you should be helping get your animals away.
She gives you kind of like a weak smile, and she just nods and slowly munches on this rock candy.
You should get well outside of the city limits.
What she said.
I cannot leave these animals behind.
Kefira just shrugs.
Vaka's gonna leave you now. You guys are stuck with Eckers, though. He's not going anywhere.
That's fine. Yep. Just gonna leave. Okay, yeah, I guess I'm gonna turn around and keep following Daraka. And we're gonna walk towards the next gate and see if we can get a little bit closer before we try to do anything.
Because it looked like it was a manned gate, right? Like, there were
guards
there.
Yeah, so how about you all just roll awareness for me real quick?
Just awareness on its own?
Yeah, just for the heck of it.
Well, I got a 2.
4.
And that is a 6.
All right.
2, 4, 6.
Not great.
No.
I only rolled a 3.
So. Oh. So everyone but me.
Yeah, which is ironic because you're the one with the shard.
That's true, yeah. Maybe I'm not looking at the shard, but the other two are, you know? Like, if I was just talking to Vaka, maybe, you know, as I turn around, I'm like, you know.
Pensive.
Yeah, maybe I'm just not paying
attention. Do you have it in, like, your pocket or something? Like, or
no,
bag?
I think I just have it. I think I just have it out in my hand.
You just have it out in your hand. Okay, yeah. That's fine. I think you're just very distracted and very worried. And you don't have any kind of, like, negative effect, but you're just kind of, like, still thinking about this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't notice that the shard is humming and starting to, like, glow a little bit. But Daraka and Kefira, who obviously were more on the I don't care what Vaka says side of the spectrum, have their eyes up ahead on the gate, and they see, you know, there's the gates and it has the small kind of group of Luxarian soldiers there, and they see these Luxarian soldiers get ambushed by two of the soldiers from Viren's army that, you know, that were imbued with the fire magic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so you see these two human soldiers jump out of nowhere and start tussling with these Luxarian guards.
Oh.
Yeah, Daraka has broken into a straight run. He is going to get right in there and make them sorry.
Okay, so you just run in. That's fine. Kefira?
Kefira is gonna yell, hi! And then launch into the sky and fly ahead.
So you're also just going to rush right over there.
I don't know what else we're going to do. We don't want them to get hurt.
That's fine. Okay.
And that, at least if I yell, at least Toloth will know what's going on.
But I rolled my awareness, so I would have seen anything should it be dangerous, right?
Well, no,
yeah,
we rolled...
I just, you know, there's other options here. Just as a fan of your characters, you could take a minute to maybe take in the surroundings or whatever. If
that's,
you just want
that's
to
what
jump
the,
in, though,
but
that's
what
fine.
The awareness was for, right?
The awareness was so that you could notice that this thing is happening.
Okay.
Well, he's a soldier. He'd go attack him anyways.
Yeah, that makes, like, I think it makes sense for those two. Would it be fair that I can react in some way since they called out, or no, because I failed the awareness?
Yes. Yeah, I would say now that you're going to be a bit delayed, I mm-hmm. think, in getting there or assisting.
Yeah.
But yeah, it would be fair that you notice at this point.
I think that Toloth would be starting to run over, but this like snapped him out of not noticing in the first place. So I think he's looking around to see what's going on, but also just taking in the scene. Like, I think when he's like not noticing at all to, oh, something's going on, he's trying to take in all the details that he can. So as he's running over, I think he's more focused on seeing where all the threats are first. And what's actually going on, like, you know, who's like who attacked who and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So,
okay. So what kind of skills do you want to roll to do that, to kind of take this step back and observe?
I think it would definitely be awareness, and I'm trying to just perceive things, and it would be the truth. I want to know what's going on here.
Okay.
Like, so, you know, Kefira, like, said, hey, and that snapped my attention, too, and then I probably see some of Viren's soldiers attacking the Luxarian soldiers, but I probably want to figure out, like, if I do get over there, like, what's their deal? Like, what's the threat? You know, are there more that we don't see yet? You know, that kind of stuff. So,
yeah,
he wants to know exactly what situation he's running into.
Okay.
So you want me to make my roll?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me see. I once again doubt that I have something that can help out.
Just to be clear, I'm not going over there to fight anyone. I don't have weapons.
I have weapons.
Then what are you doing?
I just want to intervene. I want to see if I can go over there and surprise them.
Wow.
Oh, I actually have something for once I get over there, but right now I'm trying to just assess, so it is just going to be those two dice for me right now. That is a total of an 11.
Yeah, you definitely succeeded. I only got a 3.
Nice.
I rolled really bad. Okay, so let me give you guys all kind of like a description of, and I'm sorry, Andrew, tell me again, what was Tolith trying to do? Just basically see...
I was trying to
both
just make
sides
sure
or what was going on.
I was trying to make sure I didn't miss anything in the scene that would help me know exactly what's going on. Because if I noticed something extra, I would call it out to the group. But he's trying to figure out if there's anything that's being missed so that he's got his assessment and can make a decision based on that.
Okay. Let me read you a little bit about kind of what's going on here then, since you're taking like a step back to kind of observe.
Mm-hmm.
It says, the city's defenses are clearly diminished, and the guards are weakened by the Sunforge's corrupting pulses. And despite the need to evacuate, they are holding the scrappy gates against the invaders through a combination of pride, exhaustion, and a desire to protect remaining refugees who wish to exit the heart of the city safely. So that's why those guards are here. And the humans, in a rage, fueled by Viren's magic, are hurling boulders and city debris at the gates in an attempt to collapse them. So there's not a lot of cover in the area. The buildings around are boarded up and locked. So you can't, like, scale them without flying. And if you fly too high, you're going to draw the dragon's attention overhead. Susanna, cough, cough.
I know, I'm not flying that high. It's just faster than walking.
Tolith, I say as you take this kind of moment to observe, you notice that the gates themselves, like, these humans are doing a lot of damage to these gates, and you feel like they're about to crash in. These two gates, they're basically massive golden panels made of, like, brass, copper, and steel, and just... whatever scrap these Sunfire elves could find to try and, like, fortify it, and they've magically welded it together with, like, their fire magic. Mm-hmm. And they're basically, they were trying to form, like, a bottleneck against the humans that were trying to ransack the city and kill as many refugees as they could find. So, you can tell, though, that this gate is incredibly weak, and these humans look like they're about to smash right in and get to these elves.
Okay. Tolith, I think, is just, as he's running behind these two, they're farther out ahead of him. He's just going to shout, Kefir, be careful you don't fly too high. And they're gonna knock that gate down. We have to stop them from attacking the gate. Focus on that.
Okay. Who looks like they're out in front? Like, who's, like, the closest to the gate?
Me. Absolutely
no,
me.
No, not you. Of the people.
Oh, okay.
I'm flying. You're definitely not first.
Huh, does Kefira want to take a minute to assess the situation and maybe see what her best option is? Yes.
I told you I was not going there to attack anyone. I was going there to go talk to them, but if they're not going to be talkative, then I'm not.
Tell me what kind of traits you're using to make this roll.
Okay, awareness, obviously.
Yes.
And then also probably truth. I think that makes the most sense for, like, looking for what's actually going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm flying, so I have a slightly better vantage point, so I could use my Skywing Elf thing.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right.
Now, you have stress, so I believe that means I get a d6 against
you. You get two extra d6s, because I already have two stresses. I don't know how you're
going.
This is probably not going to be useful, but I am using all my best stats, so maybe.
I have something that should be very effective when I get to go again.
All right, I rolled a 13. Do I only roll the top two scores? Is that how it works?
Yeah, you pick the top two, and then the third one becomes your effect dice.
Okay, then yeah, I rolled a 13.
I only rolled an 8.
Oh.
So,
neato.
I hate to be that guy, but did you remember the D6 for the angry stress?
Yes. Yeah, I told her. Okay. She is okay. Too. Cool. She just rolled like that.
Okay.
I just rolled bad. Yeah.
Well, I like it, so.
I mean, it's me that's rolling, so is anyone surprised?
No.
So are you looking for anything specific, or what kind of angle is Kefira looking for here?
Well, since Tola told me that we need to stop like from them from like breaking down the gates, I want to know who I can barrel into that would be most likely to like cause enough problem to stop them from doing that. Like, who's out in front? Who can I like beat? Because basically what I'm going to do is like flip around and hit him with my feet, because again, I have no weapons.
Okay. You said you didn't want to fight anybody, though.
Well, I didn't originally, but these are like crazy people, right?
Yeah, but are you going to try to... Are you maybe trying to distract them from the gate?
I could do that. I could buzz them and try to get them to follow me.
If your goal is to kind of distract them from the gate, between you and the gate, there's some like big city trees, like that they like you see. They feel like there was a courtyard here at some point.
Yeah.
And there's some trees that have been planted here, and they've taken a lot of damage. And you think if you slam into them enough, you could knock one or two of them over. And this, you know, sound of the trees hitting the ground would cause enough of a distraction to get the human's attention.
Okay, yeah. Then I'm going to try to do that then.
Okay.
Can I knock a tree into the humans?
No, because you're not trying to attack them. If you don't want it to be a contested roll.
Okay, then I'm going to hit the tree then a couple times.
Okay. Yeah, you slam into the tree with your feet like you described. And just knock these trees right over.
Okay.
And they fall and poof. And immediately you have both of these humans' attention.
Okay. I'm going to fly up onto like the nearest roof, like the lowest roof I can find, and just like wave at them. Hello. Come look at me.
Let's go to Daraka.
Oh boy. Oh,
Daraka,
yeah.
You seem pretty intent on just going straight in and attacking these guys, right?
Yes, I have seen human / monsters attacking my countrymen. I am going to make them feel pain.
You don't go get them.
Go ahead and put your dice together for an attack here.
Okay.
And I do have a d6 against you because of your stress, but...
I believe I could make this a rather strong roll because I have the fact that I'm a knight, I have my spear fighting proficiency, and... my actual weapon, which makes 3, I believe.
All right, go ahead and roll those and hope I roll bad.
Dear Lord, please allow Hannah to roll as per usual. Thank you.
That's fair.
We need a t-shirt that says, like, roll like Wesley or something.
And then roll like Hannah.
I don't suppose I could use my race on this, can I? Not really.
Should be like feast or famine, Wesley or Hannah.
That makes a 14.
Okay, I got a 13, so you got one above me.
Nice.
Just made it. All right, so describe to me how you succeed in driving these two humans off.
Oh, I don't get to do my cool
military
thing.
Might.
I was going to
use a
cool spell.
Sorry, Andrew, you were kind of late to the scene.
I was. I just had a very powerful spell. I was going to get to roll 4 dice, but...
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'll get to use it
in the
future.
You will have an opportunity to use it at some other point, I promise.
Yeah, that's okay. I would rather we succeed than I get to do a cool thing. It's important for the fate of Zadie.
I also feel like the trees falling gave you a bit of an edge here, Wesley. You know, I think Kefira kind of opened up this distraction for you. So kind of explain how this all plays out.
She hits the trees, they fall, and these two monsters, they turn, hearing this sound, and then they see a terrifying sight coming at them, because he is obviously in his fire form, and he is yelling at the top of his voice. He's not even saying words. He's just yelling, and he pulls from his back the spear, which the other two have not seen. Well, yes, they did, but I didn't describe it, so I'll describe it now. It's, I wrote this down. It's a long, black-shafted spear painted with red runes, meaning Wrath of the Sun. Wickedly sharp tip is a sunforged blade and deadly fast.
So the tip of his spear is a sunforged blade.
Yeah, he just runs right up. And how are they, like, spaced out? Are they, like, just pressing in against the gate trying to knock it down, right? They haven't gotten to the elves inside.
Well, they're not right up against the gate. They're at a bit of a distance because they've been throwing boulders and stuff, but they are trying to, you know, get through and attack the elves that are trying to hold them off.
Yeah, I would say that, if you will allow it, I will say that he just, like, he comes in there and he's, like, he's moving and...
Wait, let me give you a little bit of flavor. You succeed, but barely. You know, you just edged it out.
Barely,
so this
okay.
is a close call, you know? This isn't, like, a handy defeat. This is tough.
So yeah, he squares up to the two of them, and of course, these are Viren's monsters, so... Yeah, I'd like to think that he takes, you know, he takes a fair amount of hits, but he's, like, it's like a switch has flipped. He has turned into an absolute monster. Plus, I think he's moving fairly faster than they can. So, he's just choosing his moments very precisely to be like, okay, opening there, stab, opening there, turn, opening there, stab, you know? And ultimately...
And you take a couple hits as well, but nothing too serious.
And then, yeah, ultimately, they run up, and these two are on the ground, and like he's breathing very heavily, and you can see he's still got the heat form going, but yeah, they're dead. They're not getting up.
Eckers, like, ran up behind you because he was like gonna try and help, and then obviously you didn't need the help, and he stayed there like. That was totally awesome! What is that? That's one of those fancy weapons, right? You know, he's just totally geeking out over your stuff because he's also like a military guy, you know?
he just looks at him and just shakes his head and puts it back because he's like, I don't have time to explain this to you. Number two, why would I? This is my personal weapon given to me by the queen. I'm not explaining it to a human.
Eckers just kind of sighs.
Are they all gone now?
There's just two of them, and Daraka killed them both, so yeah.
Yeah, Kefira is gonna like fly down and land next to Daraka. And then I think she's gonna go over to like the other guys and see if they're okay.
The Luxarian guards that are there?
Yeah.
They're okay, but you could also tell they're not okay. Like, they are very heavily being affected by this corruption from the Sunforge, like, they look very weak.
I think Kefira's gonna, like, probably help him stand up, and then she's gonna say, "What are you, mates? I'd get out of here."
You see three Sunfire elves here. Their names are Rashida, Sani, and Yakubu. So Rashida is the highest ranking guard here, and she is, kind of standing in like a protective way in front of the other two. There's a younger woman behind her, Sani. She has like very kind eyes and kind of smiles at you as you come over and tell them to go. And Yakubu is standing beside her. He is, looks to be a little bit older than the other two. And he kind of fixes you with like a suspicious kind of stare as you suggest that they leave.
Yeah, and she kind of like points up at the big horrible dark thing in the sky and she says, "That thing's about to blow and we're gonna try to fix it, but you should go." Should get outside the city.
I have an idea should they require more convincing.
Oh well, they're not gonna leave. Rashida, highest,
is worth a try,
you know, the leader of the group here. She kind of shakes her head and says, "No, we are here to help whoever is left escape, and we will stay."
Well, I'd buy it for that.
The Sunfire people, if you couldn't tell from Daraka, are very proud and, you know, a very proud and stubborn people. You know?
For a moment, I was thinking of a way to maybe help, except I thought, wait a minute, I was told to evacuate civilians specifically, not guards. I think all he's gonna do is he's gonna step up to her, and he might not, I don't think he knows, obviously, he doesn't know every guard ever in the city, but
I'm sure they're at least familiar.
They probably recognize me, but I'll go up and I'll say, "I know it looks dark now, but there might just be a way for us to help. We must continue further. that, and he points, and he's gesturing to the two others, not really including, not really including our human tag-along, even though he's mm-hmm. not going anywhere. And he looks at her, and you can tell the like he's terribly proud, like you said, especially of what they're doing now. And he looks and he says, "Just rest a bit, then hold the line for as long as you can."
Rashida kind of nods and says, "We are here to fulfill our duty."
I think Toloth is going to chime in and just say, "Do you know just how many people or an estimate of how many are even left in the city at this point?"
I think Yakubu speaks up and he says, "There isn't really a way to tell, but more and more come out. There's got to be still some people left in there."
Toloth kind of looks at the other two who have kind of tried to tell these guards in different ways to either leave or at the very least hold the line, and he just says, "When my friend here says that the Sunforge is going to blow, she means the entire city is going to be destroyed. Wouldn't your..."
"Don't you mean the entire continent? We've heard."
"Not if we have something to say about it, but wouldn't your Golden Knight want her soldiers to also take care of themselves when the situation requires for it? The time has passed for saving everyone. We should save who we can, not stand by hoping that we save a few more. What I mean is, you should save yourselves while you still can."
"And what use is taking care of this gate when it's going to be dust?"
Yakubu kind of looks, like, puffs out his chest and looks like he's about to kind of fight with you. And then Sani, like, puts her hand on, like, his shoulder, like, "Calm down. Like, they're just asking questions, you know?" And she kind of, like, gives them sort of, like, a pained smile. You know, you could tell this isn't an ideal situation for them either. Mm-hmm. As she says,
"If we can help even one person, one more person, that is what we are here for. We will not be convinced otherwise."
Daraka just looks at her and nods because he gets it.
I think Kefir is probably going to like kind of grab Toloth's shoulder and kind of start moving him forward.
Well,
and
he wasn't really trying to hang back and fight it. I mean, he just gives maybe a smaller nod than Daraka did. You know, he understands that they've got their ways that they're trying to hold to. So he's made his effort and it didn't seem to work. So he's ready to move on.
Yeah, and she's kind of going to just drag him a little bit, and then she's going to turn to the guards and say, "Can we get through the gates?"
Rashida nods, and they kind of part to let you through, and they give you kind of like some thanks for dispatching the humans as you go through.
He just nods, goes, "This is what we train to do."
"I train to read books, so..."
He was looking specifically at the guards when he said this, and then he hears you just on the way. And he just rolls his eyes because...
I exist to annoy Dirac at this point.
In many ways, he does not understand you two, and you don't understand him, and that's just how it is.
That's fine. Yeah, so we're just going to keep walking and get deeper into the city.
All right, I think that's where we're going to have to leave it for this week.
Oh, right. No.